are now listening to the CRC Discover Life podcast, brought to you by Pastor Adboso. We trust that this message will change your life forever.
So Acts chapter 19 verse 13, the Bible says, there's some of the itinerant Jewish exorcists took it upon themselves to call the name of the Lord Jesus over those who had evil spirits, saying, we exorcise you, or we cast you out by the Jesus whom Paul preaches. Also, there were seven sons of Sceva, a Jewish chief priest, who did so. And the evil spirits answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are you? Then the man in whom the evil spirit was leapt on them, overpowered them, prevailed against them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded. This became known to both all Jews and Greeks dwelling in Ephesus, and fear fell on all of them, and the name of the Lord Jesus was magnified. I want to tell you that we have to magnify the name of Jesus like never before. We need to enthrone the name of Jesus above violence, above poverty, above disruptions, above social injustice, above our color, above our race. We need to magnify the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody in this place tonight, let's get ready and just magnify the name of Jesus and say, Jesus, hallelujah. We're not going to become silent. We're not going to roll over. We are going to shout the name of Jesus louder than ever before. Come on, we're having church tonight. You can't be religious and in church tonight. Just shout the name Jesus tonight. Hallelujah. You got a problem? Jesus. You face a mountain? Jesus. Going through a storm? Jesus. Son of David, have mercy on me. His name is like no other. His name is not old-fashioned. Many people in America want to take the name of Jesus out of the church because they say the millennial generation do not want to be confronted with the name of Jesus. Well, I beg to differ. There is salvation in no other name, for there is no other name under heaven given among men whereby you must be saved. Come on. So we have to magnify that name everywhere intentionally, because the name of Jesus is different to every other name. I'll never forget when I was traveling in Cape Town. I just got saved the first year of my salvation. Like today, I was radical. And I wore one of those t-shirts with the big name Jesus on the front, the way, the truth, and the life. I had beads. I had an earring in those days. Took me a while to get it out. My hair was long. Everything was different, except my heart was right with God, okay? But I had this amazing boldness about me that I wasn't going to be ashamed, because when I was a sinner, I was loud. I was rowdy. I sinned. I didn't care what people think. If I sinned, I would sin in your face. So when I gave my life to Jesus, I did not become one of those silent Christians, FBI Christians, undercover Christians, submarine Christians. On a Sunday, the periscope comes out, but the rest of the week, nobody knows that Jesus Christ is their Lord and their Savior. Well, that has to change. I'll never forget the impact that name had. As I was riding on those trains in Cape Town, from Muizenberg to Cape Town, standing on that, how people would make space. I mean, the trains were cramped, but just the name of Jesus that I wore, that name. I watched how people looked at me, then they dropped their name, they dropped their eyes, they see Jesus. They're like, I want to see Jesus, but because that name does something, that name evokes a response, that name is like no other. You cannot ignore that name. You can ignore Coca-Cola, you can ignore any other name, but you cannot ignore the name of Jesus, because that name is like no other. That name is above every other. That name is the Savior, the light of the world. Come on, we have to take this name of Jesus and shine it brighter to our world out there, and represent the Savior that we claim we serve, and bring the hope of the Savior to our world. His name is above every other name. And as a church, we need to remain intentional to lift the name of Jesus above every other name. Philippians 2 verse 9, the Bible says, therefore God has highly exalted him and given him the name. Everybody say the name. Not a name, the name. Hallelujah. Because if it was a name, there could be another name, but he gave him the name the name that is above every other name, that at the mention of that name, every knee shall bow, of those in the heaven, those on the earth, those under the earth, and every tongue will confess Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. When you say the name of Jesus, angels stand in awe, demons shudder with fear, they tremble with fear. When you say, oh, when you say the name of Jesus, things begin to shake in the heavenlies. If you believe in the power of that name, say it again, say Jesus. God has highly exalted him. We should also highly exalt Jesus. We should also highly lift up the name of Jesus and not serve this amazing Jesus with apologetics. Jesus is the center of everything. Unstoppable, explosive 2017 will be because of Jesus. Say amen. Hallelujah. So I want you to know tonight, his name is exalted above every other name. His name is above cancer tonight. His name is above paralysis tonight. His name is above sickness and disease tonight. His name is above every devil in this place tonight. His name is here tonight. Stand up in the name of Jesus. Stand up in Jesus' name. His name will strengthen you tonight. It's okay. His name is going to strengthen you tonight. I'm going to work on you all night until you walk out of this place. Amen. Yes. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Hug me, man. Hug me. Hug me. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Sit, dis reg. Jy gaan net nou opspring. Sit. Beweeg hy voete. Beweeg hy bene. God is besig met jou. Beweeg hy bene. Beweeg hulle. Beweeg hulle. Religion doesn't save people. Good works don't save people. The only one who can save you is Jesus. Amen. The only one. It's what the world doesn't understand. They walk in here, they see people sit together from all races. They say, what manner of place is this? They can't figure it out. I'll tell you what it is. It is because of the wonderful Savior that we serve. Our hearts are changed. We've been washed in the blood of Jesus. We are heaven bound. We've been transformed by the power of the blood. Can you say amen tonight? His name is more powerful than any other. More powerful than any atom bomb. Nuclear weapon. Amen. And he's in control of this whole world. That's why some crazy people hasn't pushed some buttons yet. Because he upholds all things, the Bible says, by the word of his power. And until his sovereign agenda for humanity is not accomplished, no man can stop what God has intended. He holds the whole world in the palm of his hand. Things may seem out of control, but I want you to know tonight, God's in control. God knows what he's doing. God is building his church in the Middle East. God is building his church in Pakistan. God is building his church in Iran. God is building his church in Syria, in the greatest crisis facing humanity, humanitarian crisis. Don't think Jesus is not there. The church is there. People are working in the Middle East. Behind closed doors, people are working. Many of the most radical leaders are turning to Christ because he said, all the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Come on, his kingdom is an unstoppable kingdom. His dominion is an everlasting dominion. He will come back one day. The same Jesus who went into the heavens will come back again to receive his church and to establish his kingdom, a new heaven and a new earth, and we will be with the Lord forever and ever. The Bible says we have to encourage one another for these things because our Savior lives. Jesus is alive tonight. Jesus is Lord tonight. Jesus is King tonight. Jesus is my Redeemer tonight. Jesus is my Healer tonight. I want you to know my Redeemer lives. That's why I can say it is well with my soul. Hallelujah. His name is more wonderful. 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 Oh, wonderful. Jesus. When that name is mentioned, the church sits up, Jesus. The angels sit up, Jesus. Jesus. His name is more wonderful than any other name. I want you to think about that name tonight. Think about the person behind that name. Think what the Savior has done for you. Think about this amazing Savior that you serve tonight. Isaiah chapter 9, the Bible says, verse 6, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. The government will be upon his shoulder. His name will be called," everybody say, "Wonderful." Wonderful. Everybody say, "Wonderful." Wunderbar. Wonderful. Wunderlich. Heerlijk. Hallelujah. Wonderful. You can't say that without a sense of awe and amazement. His name shall be called Wonderful. Counselor. Mighty God. Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace, there will be no end. Upon the throne of David and over his kingdom, to order it and establish it with judgment and justice from that time forever, even forever. From that time forward, even forever, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The Bible says, "Zeal for thy house," Jesus speaking, "has eaten me up." That zeal, through the power and the baptism of the Holy Spirit, should now be in you and me. Zeal for thy house, zeal for the Lord Jesus, a fire burning in your heart, a radical love for the Savior. No matter what people think about you, you fall in love with Jesus over and over and over again. That's why the Apostle Paul said, "What things were gained to me, these things I've counted as rubbish, that I may gain him." Because once you see him, you can never get enough from him. You cannot come to church enough and praise him enough. You cannot lift your hands to him enough and worship him enough. You cannot thank him enough, because he is wonderful. He is marvelous. He is Counselor. He is the Mighty God. He is the Everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. He is the one who owns your heart. Somebody say the name Jesus one more time. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God in this place. I don't know how far I'm going to get. You better get ready, because when you lift up the name of Jesus, the Holy Spirit is like this, I'm telling you. The atmosphere becomes electric, because he has come to glorify the name of Jesus. Don't miss your movement. When we lift Jesus up, heaven shows up. When we lift Jesus up, the demons tremble and the demons fear. The strongholds of demonic spirits will be bound and will go tonight by the power of the Lord. You will never be the same again. Every addiction will be broken over your life. You will walk out of this place a free person tonight. By the power of the blood. Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Glowalluja. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. What a mighty Savior we serve. What an awesome God we serve. Somebody give him praise, because you love him. Take your seat. Take your seat. His name is your access card. I used this big key this morning, but really today when you go to a hotel, they give you an access card. Not a credit card, an access card. Access into all the heaven's riches. His name is your access. John chapter 14 verse 13, he said, "Whatever you ask in my name, that I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." John 16, 23, 24, "And in that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, I will give you." What is excluded from whatever? Huh? Whatever you believe is excluded. It says, "Whatever you ask believing, I will give to you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." Right now where you are, say a little prayer. What is it that you want Jesus to do for you? Because he's going to come tonight and he's going to touch you. I believe it with all my heart. He's going to break through on your behalf. Just a little prayer. You don't have to pray long prayers. Just a little prayer. What am I? Just say, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." And that was it. He got his attention. Lord, I need a breakthrough. I need a healing. I need a job. I need a deliverance. I need a wife. I need a husband. I need a child. Remove this barrenness from me, Father. I need peace of mind. I need to be able to sleep at night. I need this rheumatoid arthritis broken off my body tonight in the name of Jesus. Father, I believe nothing is impossible with you tonight in the name of Jesus. I believe all things are possible. Anything can happen. You are bigger than my problem. You are greater. There is no mountain you cannot move, no storm you cannot calm, no valley I cannot cross without you. There is no place I will go and you will not be there. Your name will carry me, for your name is my defense. Your name is a rock. Your name is my fortress. Your name is my deliverance. I look unto you. For some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but I will remember the name of the Lord my God. Your name is exalted. Your name is elevated. Your name is above every other name. And I choose to lift your name up above every other name. I choose to magnify the name of the Lord Jesus above my problem, above my storm, above my impossibility, because I know, God, with you nothing shall be impossible. You've given me the name that is above every name, that at the mention of your name every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess of things in heaven, things on earth, things under the earth, and everyone will know that you are Lord. My life cannot be the same because you touched me. My life cannot be the same because you delivered me. My life cannot be the same because you healed me. Right now, Father, by faith in the name of Jesus, I access heaven's riches. I access the blessing of Abraham. I open heaven's doors in the name of Jesus, and I receive all that is mine, and I give you praise. I give you thanks in the name of Jesus. Come on, whatever you believe in God for, praise him as if you have received it right now in the name of Jesus. Come on. Hallelujah. Take your seat, please. We need to understand what is involved in the name of Jesus. We need to understand what is behind the name of Jesus. We need to understand why the name of Jesus is so powerful. Why we pray in the name of Jesus. Not a cliche. He gave us the name. Like I shared with you this morning, he gave us the keys. Not any keys. Not a spare set of keys. The keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. The keys, the name. He has given his church the name that is above every other name. Your access, the key to change things, I believe, in your life. The name of Jesus is like no other. The name of Jesus is more powerful than any other name. It is a name that is respected, listen, in three worlds, because of what Jesus did 2,000 years ago when he defeated the devil. In the first heaven, second heaven, third heaven. First heaven is where God lives, or the third heaven is where God lives. It's a real place. If you could climb in a spaceship, you could actually travel there. It's not some mystical place, because earth was created in the image of heaven. Heaven is like a planet. So when people go, their spirits go, whoo, and they go right into heaven. But it is a wonderful place. Heaven is a wonderful place. And we should focus on heaven, not become so heavenly minded that we know earthly good, but we should understand heaven is our home. Jesus came from heaven to this earth through the Virgin Mary, born into this world to redeem man from the yoke and slavery of sin and Satan. Then Jesus ascended back to heaven and he said, I go to prepare a place for you. If it was not so, I would have told you so. In my Father's house are many mansions. There is a special mansion reserved for you in planet heaven. Hallelujah. And planet heaven is better than planet Hollywood. It is a real place where people live, where people experience emotion like you and me. Not negative emotions, beautiful emotions. So many of our loved ones are there in heaven, I pray. I don't even want to talk about hell, because that's a terrible place, a place of torment, and no man, no woman should go to hell. It's never God's intention for any person to go to hell. Hell was a place reserved for the devil and the angels. Gehenna, four words for hell. Gehenna, the lake of fire, was preserved, was created for Satan. People say, but why does God send people to hell? He doesn't. He sent Jesus to save the world. He sent Jesus not to condemn the world, but that the world should be saved. So God doesn't send people to hell. People reject Christ. They reject the only way for them to get to heaven. They reject God's master plan of salvation in the person of Jesus Christ. John 14 verse 6, he said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So God doesn't say, I send you to hell. If you understand the Bible, you understand sin, how sin entered the world. The only way for you out of the bondage of sin and the judgment or the penalty of sin was to be redeemed by a second or a last Adam, which was Jesus Christ, born by or through a woman from his father, sinless, perfect, to redeem mankind. So now the only way into heaven is through him. He's your access. He's the door. John chapter 10 says there's no other way. You can't manipulate your way there. You can't pay your way there. It doesn't mean you build a building now. You've got a special place in heaven. In John chapter 3, Jesus said you must be born again. It's the only way you get to heaven. Your culture does not save you. Your language does not save you. Your grandfather does not save you. Your good works do not save you. The only thing that saves you is the blood of Jesus Christ when you accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior. Come on, say amen. There is no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved but the name of Jesus. As a matter of fact, the name Jesus means Savior. He will save his people from their sin. So if we want to save people, we need to present Jesus. Not a judgmental Jesus, a loving Jesus, a saving Jesus, one filled with grace and mercy. Hallelujah. Pray this prayer right now. Say, Lord Jesus, I give myself to you. I put my life back into your hands. Thank you for loving me just as I am. I believe with all my heart that you died for my sin. I believe you rose from the grave. I believe you are alive. Tonight, Jesus Christ, I invite you to be my Lord and Savior. Wash me in your blood. Give me the power to be a child of God. Give me a new beginning. Thank you for forgiveness. Thank you for another chance. Thank you for accepting me just as I am. I surrender all to you. Thank you that I'm your child forever and ever. I'm forgiven. I'm free. I'm born again. I'm yours forever. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Thank you for listening to our podcast. For more information on CRC, visit www.crc.org.za.